It's time to separate fat from fiction. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron, with Carrie Kasem on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk, and I'm proud to be here. I'm Carrie Kasem, once again with Dr. David Amron, board-certified dermatologic surgeon and fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. Liposuction is the only cosmetic surgery he does. He is the expert, and like Entertainment Tonight said, you are the guru of liposuction.
Well, thank you, Dr. Carrie Kasem. I can't call you doctor, can I?
Because you know how much I love that.
You know, it's my show, and I can give you an honorary doctorate.
Thank you. And I will take it, especially since I bring every one of my friends into you, friends and family into you, and I tell them what I think they need first before you come in.
That's true, and you're usually right about it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're very good.
Just let people know, you may have seen Dr. David Amron on the Discovery Channel. You've been on the Today Show with Katie Couric, Good Morning America, CNN, the BBC. I mean, there's a lot of accolades, 60 Minutes, everything.
Yes.
So you actually may have seen Dr. David Amron. And if you have any questions, I just want to open up the phone lines all day today, because I know we have a lot of guests a lot of times. We have topics. But I do want to open up the phone lines for people that have any questions about liposuction. If you need revision, if you have, you know, a lot of guys, too, don't understand that they can get things fixed as well. They think it's, oh, that's a girl thing. Liposuction, it's not. And a lot of guys have love handles that they can't get rid of, or they have, what's it called when they have too much breast tissue?
Gynecomastia.
I should know that word. I should know that word.
Yeah. So let me jump in.
Let me give the number real quick.
Shoot.
888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. And the Oscars are in town, so I am going to be talking about that. And the stars.
I know.
But
you really want to, don't you?
I have to.
Are you going to an Oscar party? Oh, no. You're going to Egypt, aren't you?
I'm going to Egypt.
Right.
I'm off on a plane. I'm leaving.
And I'm not doing anything. I've got no Oscar party or anything to go through.
And come with me.
I can.
Yeah, we'll go to Egypt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll do
liposuction for the masses. Doctors Without Borders, we will fix your fat thighs.
Yeah. So I'm Dr. David Amron. This show is called Body Talk. We've been on for about a month and a half now. And this show first of all, I'm a liposuction expert. I've done this for 14 years. I specialize in this surgery. I've got a lot to say about it and all these newer technologies that have entered into what we'll call the market. A place which I find very confusing and many times misleading and just downright inaccurate. And I think it's very difficult for people to sort through all the BS that's out there and find what really works. And so this show is about educating you, clarifying a lot of misperceptions, and answering questions on liposuction specifically, but other weight loss things too. Usually we'll have a guest appearance by somebody. Last week we had Dr. Mark Monty talking about the role of local anesthesia, which I very much am a proponent of, for facelifts.
Right.
Next week we're going to have most likely an anti-aging doctor talking about the role of anti-aging in terms of making your body look as good as possible. But today, actually, there is no guest. It's basically about me, and we're going to talk later on about results. And last week's talk was about safety and cosmetic surgery. This week's about results, because when you think about it, that's obviously extremely important. And I think that is the main reason why people do not get liposuction. They're concerned more than anything about a bad result. Even if they feel they're a good candidate, and if they understand what lipo is about, which is about creating a proper balance and proportion, like I've always said, their concern is a good result. And we're going to talk about why people get good results, why there are so many bad results out there. We're going to talk about my technique with liposuction, why my revision rate is 1 in 1,000. I almost never have to go back in and correct things. Why nationally it's 1 in 4 almost.
So give Dr. Amron a call. Ask him anything. It's like a free consult on the air. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Sarah in Sherman Oaks, you're on the air with Dr. David Amron. What's your question?
Hi, doctor.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
I have a question. I have a question about corrective surgery. I got lipo a couple years ago, actually in Hawaii, and I got it around my stomach. I got it around my upper thighs, and now, a couple years later, I'm starting to see weird indentations, kind of horizontally across my thigh. It looks terrible, and I was wondering what can be done to correct that.
Okay. Well, you know, it seems like every couple of weeks we get the same call about horizontal indentations in the thighs. And I've answered this now, it'll be the third time. So I guess it's quite a common thing. Are the inner thighs, the outer thighs, the posterior thighs?
both, inner and outer.
Okay, where are the indentations and irregularities? All areas?
Well, no, actually they're mostly on my outer thigh.
Okay. So, the main reason that occurs, I feel, is liposuction done in an irregular fashion, not a very smooth fashion, but also when you approach the outer thigh area, I find it's important to never go horizontally with your tunneling, with your contouring, because what you do then is you create fibrous bands which cause, as the outer thigh settles, causes those horizontal irregularities.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's primarily why that's occurred. What can be done about it? If the irregularities are irregular enough, then what I commonly will do is go back and take a small spatula cannula and do some revision liposuction. Sometimes if there's indentations, I will transfer fat into those indentations. Sometimes I'll use something like Thermage, which I feel is beneficial. It's not the greatest thing in the world, as I've always said, but it's beneficial to tighten up the area to improve that. Right. Also, if you can build your tone as good as possible and build a muscle that helps actually tighten and lift the area and make the irregularities better. But once again, revision liposuction can be considered. You should call my office and come see me.
Definitely.
Okay, well, that sounds good because it looks terrible.
All right.
So I'll be giving you guys a call.
Come see me.
And Sarah, and anybody else who has that issue, because we do get a lot of calls for revision, you can give the office a call right now, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467, and you'll get your complimentary consultation with Dr. David Amron if you call right now. Thanks, Sarah. Have a good one.
Dr. Amron, can I see one more thing?
Yes.
I think you need to make a big plaque that says the Lord of Lipo.
The Lord.
Well, I think, you know, Carrie's already mentioned that I'm called the guru of lipo.
Yeah.
The Lord seems a little bit high and almighty.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it. But
thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Bye. That's cute. Anybody who has any questions, we are live. If you have any questions about liposuction at all for Dr. David Amron, 888-520-9710. Michelle in Playa Vista, what's your question for Dr. David Amron?
Well, I have polycystic ovary syndrome,
mm-hmm.
and I work out like a mad woman. You have no idea. I work out 2 to 3 hours a day every day, and I don't lose any weight. So my doctor was recommending for me to do either lap band or the other thing, and I don't want to do that.
Right. Gastric bypass.
Yeah.
Right.
And they just seem a lot more dangerous, and I'm just wondering if I were to consider liposuction, is that is that going to help me?
Okay. You know, like I've always said, in general, liposuction is about reducing areas of disproportion. If you are overweight, then many times you have areas that are also out of proportion along with being overweight. Lipo is not going to take care of you being overweight, but it will help those areas that are your most stubborn areas to come down and help you to look better and look better in better balance and proportion. You're still going to need to do something to lose weight, but many times this can motivate you. So I would say, once again, come see me, and I'll tell you if you're a good candidate for liposuction.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah, and he'll tell you the truth. He's not going to – I've seen him turn away people. He's turned away me when I said I'm not kidding you. I said, look at this. Look at this fat right here. I'm grabbing the back of my back. I'm like, get rid of this. He's like, that's not fat. That's your muscle. You know, he could have made so much money off me in the last 8 years that I've been going to you, Dr. Amron.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he could have just done everything I asked him to do, and he said no, and I trust him wholly and completely.
Yeah, Michelle, you know, you might need to still proceed with those two other things that were mentioned, but lipo can, in your case, give you a very big improvement without going through that whole extensive surgery.
Okay.
And Michelle, let me say one thing too. I don't know if you're on vitamins, but vitamins, especially for your blood sugar
I'm on insulin. They gave me insulin and everything.
But vitamins, pick up a book about what kind of nutrition. I'm telling you how important it is for women to take. When I started taking calcium every single day of my life, calcium, magnesium, and dry D, I lost weight. I didn't have to do anything. It actually curbed my appetite. It helped me sleep better, and my metabolism got faster from just taking calcium every day. And this is no joke. You should try it, and you should try a pretty good amount of it. Okay. And I promise you within a month you will see a difference.
Okay.
Yeah, get on a good multivitamin and take your calcium every day.
No problem.
Yeah, try it. All right? Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
If you would like a complimentary consultation with Dr. David Amron this week, you can give him a call, and he's going to do that for you. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. For those of you who don't want to be on the air, don't want to talk about liposuction on the air, totally understand. His office is open today. 310-275-2467. Tara in Northridge, you're on with Dr. David Amron and Carrie Kasem. What's your question?
Hi, I went to have a consultation for liposuction and a tummy tuck before. I recently lost 70 pounds, and I got hit by a car when I was a kid, so I have, like, extensive scar tissue on my stomach, mm-hmm. and when I got the consultation, the guy's like, oh, interesting, and he brought in a couple of more doctors and said, you'd be really interesting to work on, so I never went back because it's kind of like, you know, something that they've never done before.
Yeah.
So I want to know your take on scar tissue. It's like I have like an enclave over under my rib cage on the right side.
So it's indented under your rib cage on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting that you picked up on that term, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, anyway, so I have worked on many people who have scar tissue in their abdominal region. Many people have had surgery done where the scar tissue is causing indentations. If you understand the anatomy and what's going on, it really doesn't affect things as long as a person is staying purely in the fat layer. If mm-hmm. they are doing that, it's not going to have any effect on anything. And many times I do have to loosen up previous scar tissue with mm-hmm. liposuction to get at the remaining, to get at the fat and get the best result with things. So I have never found that it affects doing liposuction. You just have to loosen up that scar tissue. But also, if you do that, it's going to tend to help that area to get better by breaking up that scar tissue.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand? So
is that for the liposuction as well? Tummy tuck, do you recommend someone who has extensive scar tissue to have a tummy tuck?
Well, this goes past my expertise because, again, I'm an expert in liposuction.
Okay.
I evaluate and understand abdominoplasties very well, but mm-hmm. I would leave that decision to somebody who really does abdominoplasties and get their opinion. It could be that you just need lipo alone, or it's possible you need lipo and a tummy tuck. That needs to be really evaluated. So I'd say come in and see me, and I'll give you my opinion on this. But you know, as far as I am aware, it's not going to have much of an effect on the tummy tuck also.
Okay. Alrighty.
And even, you know, I've seen him do some amazing things and talk about it and some things on me as well, where he can take some fat and fill in some of that indentation so it doesn't look, you know, as indented. And now, I don't know with you, I guess he'd have to take a look at that.
Well, yeah, that's partially true. You can transfer fat in there, but also what you want to do is you want to loosen that. It's actually called subcision, where you break the scar tissue up create a pocket to put the fat into. And then what you do is you liposuct the areas around that to make it blend in.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll call your office and set up a consultation.
Okay, Tara. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
For anybody else who wants Dr. David Amron's office number, you can call right now. There are people there today on a Saturday. 310-275-2467. And for a complimentary consult with Dr. David Amron this week, and next week, for as long as we do the show, I guess. Anybody who calls in, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. We have Ashley in Hollywood. Ashley, you're on with Dr. David Amron. And is this my friend Ashley from Hollywood?
Hey.
There we go.
Yes, and great show, you guys.
Thank you,
Ashley.
I have a question as far as recovery time, because I'm a personal trainer, and I'm working with women who are in great shape. And they've done everything possible to get, you know, what their ideal is for.
Let me just tell people who you are, too. You have your own book out, Dump Your Trainer. You have your own series of workout videos. You train A-list stars. And I know you were listening to the show last week and you wanted
to
call in.
It's great information. I have two clients that are interested and concerned about recovery time because, you know, they have, you know, tough schedules and they want to look good and not be, you know, hobbling around. So mm-hmm. I know it's a hard question to answer specifics, but like a general idea of recovery time for something like inner thigh, a very minor area.
Well, it's really not that difficult. I can pretty much pin that down. So patients, the way I do this, walk out of the operating room half an hour later feeling great. They go home that evening. They relax at home, but I don't want them being bedridden. I actually want them moving around because it tends to promote the healing. The next day, my patients take a 2-mile walk. You do wear a garment for 10 days, 24 hours a day, but you just wear some looser clothing on top. And for 10 days after that, you wear it at nighttime. Mostly all my patients can go back to work 2 days later. Of course, it's not your final result. You might have a little bit of bruising, but you can go back to work 2 days later.
Wow.
In terms of when to work out, my answer to that is whenever you feel like it, whenever you feel okay. I've had patients that I've done, and honestly, 2 days later, they've gone snowboarding and felt fine, and I've got no problem with it because I don't think it's hurting the healing. But if you're going to do some activity, let's say do the stomach or the inner thighs, and you're going to get in the gym and start working out a few days later, and it's still very sore, I would say just wait until the soreness subsides, which is usually another week or two after that, because you're not going to hurt the results. You'll just cause a little bit more temporary swelling.
And remember, most of the surgery that he does, Ashley, is under local anesthesia. It's not general. They're not putting you out. You don't, you know, a lot of people are allergic to that, or they, you know, there can be some complications dealing with general.
Well, that's part of it. The other part of it is that I'm very gentle in my approach. It doesn't mean I'm conservative necessarily. I remove what needs to be removed, but I'm never poking or jabbing anything other than the fat. I stay completely in the fat layer. I find that many surgeons tend to be poking or jabbing the muscle or skin, especially under general anesthesia, and that causes a lot of trauma and prolongs the healing from liposuction.
I think that that's some of the fear that some of, especially, you know, women that are very active fear, like, you know, a long-term recovery or more pain afterwards, but knowing that it's pretty minimal, I mean, depending on areas done, but I think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, patients of mine are actually shocked at how easy the healing is after liposuction.
I walked out of your office and went to, my dad was getting an award that night. I keep saying this. I didn't take one painkiller. It was absolutely fine. I didn't drive myself home like some people, like some doctors say, oh, easy to drive yourself home. You're fine, in and out. No, you know, you want to take some precautions. You don't want to be stupid about it. But I was absolutely fine, and I never took a pain pill. So, Ashley, thank you so much for calling in. Thank
but, Ashley, I got to say, I'm glad that even as a personal trainer, you realize that there is some benefit to liposuction because, you know, for people that are genetically disproportionate, they can diet and exercise and work out, and certainly that's very important. I never underestimate the importance of that, but there's areas that they can never get rid of, and that's where liposuction comes in.
It's such a frustration because the people that are doing everything right, they still have areas that bother them. And even if, you know, I might say, oh, it's nothing, it's silly, it really affects their self-esteem, and they're doing everything right.
Right.
And there's certain things that they can't, you know, fix.
Right. Well, in those cases, they're great candidates for lipo. And I think for those people that lipo at that point, my role in them getting the best result is probably 80-90% because they're pretty much doing everything else they can do. They're working out, they're dieting, and now their only option is to remove the excess fat tissue.
Hey, it's Oscar night. We get to see the perfect body.
That's what I'm going to talk about next.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ash.
Great work.
Okay, thanks. Bye. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. If you want a complimentary consultation, you can call right now. His office is open, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
And when we come back, we're going to go through all those myths regarding liposuction that we didn't complete last time.
Yes.
That's
perfect,
right.
Perfect.
See you in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll be back. It's Dr. David Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
All right, you've got an internet connection, which means you've got your very own restaurant connection. So train your fingers to type up yourrestaurantconnection.com at the first signs of hunger. Yourrestaurantconnection.com can hook you up with Zagat preferred restaurants, along with other great choices. Plus, you can get menus and online reservations for restaurants throughout SoCal and even Las Vegas. Remember, it's yourrestaurantconnection.com, powered by the LA Weekly and the Word Chefs, right here at 97.1, SoCal's FM Talk Station.
It's America's funniest all-American family comedy. It's George Lopez 5 nights a week. From sea to shining sea.
It's manifest destiny all over again, my fellow Americans.
From Atlanta.
Baseball, apple pie, and G-Lo, y'all.
To New York.
Hey, I'm laughing here.
From Dallas. To L.A.
¿Qué pasa? Just keeping it real, bro.
It's George Lopez 5 nights a week.
Weeknights at 11 on KCAL9.
It's a new day at Dodge. You asked for more technology and comfort at a better value. So we're giving you no extra charge stow-and-go seating and storage on Dodge Grand Caravan SE. And a no extra charge fuel-efficient 3.5-liter V6 engine upgrade on Dodge Charger SE Plus. And as always, we're backing you with the best warranty in the business, our Dodge Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. With no deductibles and unlimited mileage, you'll be covered for as long as you own your Dodge vehicle. Right now, you can even get 0% APR financing, plus up to $3,500 cash allowance on select Dodge models. You talk, we listen. So hurry and experience California driving at your California Dodge dealer. It's a new day. Dodge. Grab life. 17 City, 24 Highway, EPA estimated MPG. See dealer for details and a copy of the limited warranty. Non-transferable, not available on SRT, diesel, and certain fleet vehicles. Financing for well-qualified buyers. $500 to $3,500 cash allowance depending on model. Based on MSRP.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 888-70-VEGAS. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 888-70-VEGAS for all the exciting details. That's 888-70-VEGAS. Call now.
Where will you find beauty in the Volvo C70 convertible? In its sleek, muscular lines when the top is up? In the fluid choreography of the three-piece retractable roof as it tucks itself neatly out of sight? Or perhaps you're someone who finds beauty in sharing unobstructed views with the other people in your life, which the C70 accommodates nicely with spacious seating for four adults. Or maybe it's all of the above. After all, when the hard top of a Volvo C70 goes down, the urge to drive one inevitably goes up. And as an IIHS top safety pick, the C70 is even compelling to your sense of security, which, as either a coupe or a convertible, is a beautiful thing. Life is better lived together. Volvo, for life. Lease a 2008 Volvo C70 for $499 a month for 36 months, $2,744 cash due at signing. No security deposit required. Excludes taxes and registration fees. Visit SoCalVolvoDealers.com or call 1-800-480-9012 for details.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
Yes, this is Body Talk. Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. He's board certified. He's a dermatologic surgeon and a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. Lipo is the only cosmetic surgery Dr. David Amron does, and I am very proud to be doing a show with you.
And he's very good at it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And we are live. You can give us a call. Any questions you have at all about liposuction, your fears, if you've had revisions done, any questions, if you need a revision done, if you're thinking about it. And guys, don't be afraid to call in, because there's so many guys out there that, you know, work out so hard and have these love handles and they're just so frustrated.
No, it's really every question that comes in really helps to clarify things for people. Yeah. And that's really why I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
I want to make things clear with regard to this procedure, all the misunderstandings regarding it. So, you know, call in because your question helps to educate others, and that's what the show is really all about.
888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. 9710. Also, I just want to bring this up too. There's so many people out there that they're pretty thin. They've got, you know, pretty decent bodies, yet they have this chin that kind of droops, and it makes everything look heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a few friends now, guys actually, the two guys that had their chins, the liposuction underneath it, sucked it right up, and it made everything else look thinner.
Well, it's one of those gravitationally prone areas that I talk about on the website, that if you don't catch those areas early, they start to drop, and then there is no other option other than a surgical lifting procedure. So lipo is very good for those areas. Let's take a call.
Yeah, right? David in Orange. You're on with Dr. David Amron and Carrie Kasem. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to ask. In 2005, I had liposuction on my stomach, and 6 months later, apparently he didn't take out enough or something happened, and he did a revision and did it again. So it's 3 years later, and I need it again, just on my stomach. And I'm wondering, I thought I had heard that you couldn't do it more than twice because of scarring.
Well, there is no real hard and fast rule with regard to that. I mean, I can't say that a person can't go in there more than twice. You know, I really think that the best chance of getting the best result with lipo is the first time you're in there. That's why it's so important not to do it the right way. And neither be too conservative or too aggressive. I got to tell you that if there's a choice between too conservative or too aggressive, it is really better to be too conservative, because if somebody's too aggressive, you can have irregularities and indentations, which can be very much permanent. But however, you know, I'd be curious why you've got fullness still in those areas, or why you feel it still needs to be done, because that would be unusual. It could be occurring for other reasons. You might have fullness because, first of all, how old are you?
49.
Okay. So as we age, I'm 47 as of a couple days ago, you know, things start to drop and settle. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Thanks. Thanks for the birthday invite. I'm dead serious. We're going to have a talk after this show.
Okay. Let's go back to Dave.
Go ahead.
As we age, things drop and settle a little bit. And it could be that what you're grabbing and shaking, you're labeling as fat, but it might just be some looser muscle and skin in the area. So what I would say is come in and see me. Let me evaluate it. Give you an honest opinion about whether lipo is going to have any further role in you getting the best result before you go back in and just get it done again.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. And let me give you that number. If you call now, you get a complimentary consult this week or next week. And you can call 310-275-2467. And anybody else listening out there that has an issue like David, that you do a lot of revision, Dr. Amron, a lot of revision.
Yeah, probably about 25% of the surgery I do is revision liposuction. Mm-hmm. And just to make you feel hopefully better, in the United States, the rate of revision is about 1 in 4. So it's a very common. Mine's about 1 in 1,000. I almost never have to go back in and make corrections in it. And this has to do with technique and how meticulous I am with it.
And the fact that you only do, the only cosmetic surgery that you do is liposuction.
Yes. Yes.
So, thanks, David.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, for your free, or I don't want to say free, complimentary. It sounds so much better, David. Complimentary consult, 310-275-2467. Jennifer in Mission Viejo, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi. So I used to weigh, 200 pounds or something. I've lost a ton of weight, and I'm a model now, and I know I look great. The thing is, I have certain areas where I'd like some liposuction, but the thing is, I'm terrified because I've heard that it'll grow back in just random places because your body's used to storing stuff at certain places.
Not true.
Well, wait. There is partial truth to that.
But if you are an overeater and you're gaining weight, now I've had it though. I've had it, and people always. I'm not an overeater. If you're not an overeater and you're thin, now I'm going to let you say this, but I've had the liposuction, and I'm naturally pretty thin. If I was overeating, yes, it would go back. But I'm telling you, it's never gone back to it doesn't go somewhere else. It's not in my face. I wish it went to my breasts, but it hasn't. But go ahead. I know you're the doctor. I hate when people say that.
Okay, let me explain this in a very clear way. Liposuction, as I've said over and over again, is about targeting areas of genetic disproportion. So it should only be done to reduce areas you have excess fat. So if you are overweight or you're underweight or you're normal weight and you've got areas that are out of balance, lipo should be done to bring those areas down so that as you gain or lose weight, you do it in proportion and balance. The mistake that commonly goes on is that the surgeon, unfortunately, will do somebody who is overweight and not necessarily out of proportion and do one or two areas and then throw them out of proportion. So yes, you're right. The fat will get stored wherever there is fat tissue remaining. But if a surgeon pays attention to body proportion and balance, that will not happen.
Okay.
Is that clear?
That is. I was just, right. Like, I know I look good, and it's just my thighs sometimes, you know, they'll touch, and I can't get rid of that no matter what I do. And I had heard that it'll just randomly, you'll grow a fat pocket on the side of your arm. So that's not true.
Yeah. Not true. If a person does it, the surgeon has good judgment and good technique and pays attention to balance and proportion, which I got to tell you, unfortunately, I don't think most surgeons do to a great degree. They just see fat and suck fat out, and that's a mistake. That will not happen.
Okay,
Jennifer, thanks very much.
Jennifer,
go on my website. There's a lot of information about this, and it kind of goes to my whole philosophy about liposuction and my approach and technique. It's called expertliposuction.com, and it's there to clarify a lot of misperceptions.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You've got an adorable voice. It's just the cutest voice ever. All right, Jennifer, you have a good day.
Bye.
So cute. Yeah. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, we are live. You can ask any question. That helps people out, too. Like, all these callers that we have with their questions, there's people out there saying, yes, that's exactly my problem. So give a question, and it's going to help a lot of other people. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Russell in Laguna Hills. Russell, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi, Dr. Amron. I'm an attorney who has a lady walked into my office who's had liposuction gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted, a little bit in the love handles and a little bit in that kind of belly pooch area. And the result she got was that her stomach, the lower part of her stomach, now looks like it's wrinkled. It's mm-hmm. Almost like a burn victim.
Mm-hmm.
And ostensibly... maybe from too much fat coming out and like scar tissue developing, it's like stuck down to the muscle.
Mm, yeah.
So kind of like, what's up with that?
Yeah. Well, that unfortunately occurred because the liposuction was not done in the best way possible, and that it was done in an irregular fashion or overly aggressively done in certain areas. Certainly if the skin is adhered down to the muscle, it was done too aggressively in that area, and that's why that really occurred. She also might not have been the best candidate for lipo if her skin tone was too poor and he was overly aggressive in that area. But unfortunately, I got to tell you that this very commonly goes on. Lipo is probably the hardest procedure to get down right. And she probably signed a consent saying that there can be irregularities in this and that.
The doctor couldn't find the consent forms at that time and wrote down about two sentences, none of which mentioned any of these kinds of results by hand. That was the extent, what happened there. So.
Yeah. Well, my understanding, I think you also understand, is that informed consent is very important for any medical procedure. You've got to discuss the options, benefits, risks of the surgery. And certainly one of the risks is irregularities. I'm great at what I do. I virtually never get that. My revision rate's 1 in 1,000, but unfortunately it does commonly occur. In terms of recourse, you've got to take it from here. If there's not really informed consent, properly documented, mm-hmm. and she wasn't aware of that, then...
Well, Russell, let me ask you a question. Do you know if the doctor was a plastic surgeon? A lot of these doctors that do liposuction, they're a doctor in sports medicine. They're a doctor in other things, and they decided that liposuction sounds easy. Let's suck the fat out of people and make a lot of money.
Well, this doctor did go to a 4-day seminar in New Jersey.
Oh, that's there we go.
Had a few friends that were doing similar procedures and kind of assisted with about a dozen. And the lady that he did this particular procedure to was about the 40th person that he had done this on. So, this is kind of...
Well, also, if he's a novice at it or new at it, he should really make that known to the patient in the consent.
Really?
But anyway, I got to tell you that, you know, Carrie mentioned it, was he a plastic surgeon, this and that. I mean, I see a lot, I do a lot of revision work, and I do a lot of revision work from very well-known plastic surgeons who just don't have the best technique with liposuction. It's a very difficult procedure to nail and get right the first time. And unfortunately, I think that there is not a lot of great technique out there with regard to it.
Well, so, Russell, anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your question.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You know, we're going to take your calls in just a second. If you have any calls for Dr. David Amron, we are live, and we'll take them right after the break at 888-520-9710. But I also want to mention, too, you know, and I keep saying this throughout the show, liposuction is the only cosmetic surgery that you do, and you are an expert in it. That, you know, thus the expertliposuction.com, which you can go to. You can check that out. I mean, any question you have will be answered on expertliposuction.com, or you can call the office. The office is open, and schedule your complimentary consultation with Dr. David Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. We'll be right back with... Go ahead.
Do I have a chance for... No.
No.
Break time already?
Break and then take the rest of the calls.
Aye, aye,
yeah.
Aye.
Keep holding. It's only a two-minute break. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Where will you find beauty in the Volvo C70 convertible? In its sleek, muscular lines when the top is up? In the fluid choreography of the three-piece retractable roof as it tucks itself neatly out of sight? Or perhaps you're someone who finds beauty in sharing unobstructed views with the other people in your life, which the C70 accommodates nicely with spacious seating for four adults. Or maybe it's all of the above. After all, when the hard top of a Volvo C70 goes down, the urge to drive one inevitably goes up. And as an IIHS top safety pick, the C70 is even compelling to your sense of security, which, as either a coupe or a convertible, is a beautiful thing. Life is better lived together. Volvo for life.
Lease a 2008 Volvo C70 for $499 a month for 36 months, $2,744 cash due at signing. No security deposit required. Excludes taxes and registration fees. Visit SoCalVolvoDealers.com or call 1-800-480-9012 for details.
Whether you're getting ready to start training for the upcoming 2008 LA Marathon or you just love to lead an active life, you need to keep Air Salon Pause Spray handy. Air Salon Pause Spray is the new and modern way to help get rid of your pain. Just spray on Air Salon Pause before, during, and after exercise, running, or anytime you feel muscle pain. Because Air Salon Pause Spray quickly cools down sore muscles and joints, you'll get fast and sustained pain relief. So don't put up with pain. Replace the pain from cramping, muscle fatigue, and soreness with the amazing cooling sensation that only Salon Pause delivers. Simply apply Air Salon Pause Spray and enjoy a more active life with less pain. Quick drying, economical Air Salon Pause Spray is part of the long-acting pain relief products from Salon Pause, the official external pain reliever of the 2008 LA Marathon. Now available at your neighborhood Long's Drugs. Air Salon Pause Spray. Ask for it by name.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active. 97.1.
Congratulations. You're finally starting a business or that work-from-home opportunity. You read in Fortune Small Business Magazine that incorporating is one of your first moves to protect yourself from creditors and lawsuits and to save you taxes. Now, tax savings is great, but who has the budget for high legal fees? Reading on, the following catches your eye. Fortune calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple because it provides all the necessary incorporation documents, ensures that they're filled out correctly, and files them with the appropriate government authority for as little as $139 plus state filing fees. It's perfect. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction, which is probably why Fortune calls LegalZoom.com blessedly simple. Look, incorporating for tax benefits and asset protection is smart. LegalZoom.com makes it brilliant. Visit LegalZoom.com and get a special discount by typing KLSX in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Brewing.com. Guaranteed fresh or we'll brew it new. Guaranteed fresh or we'll brew it new. Guaranteed
Rick,
fresh or we'll brew it new.
Rick, anyone know what's wrong with Rick?
You know 7-Eleven's coffee guarantee?
Where they'll brew you new coffee?
That's the one. Old Rick here thought it'd be funny to see if they'd really do it.
I guess they did.
Yeah. Like 100 times.
Introducing the Fresh Coffee Guarantee from 7-Eleven. If your cup's not fresh and full of flavor, we'll brew it new for you, no matter how many times you ask.
Guaranteed fresh, fresh, fresh.
Oh, thank heaven.
At participating stores.
Hey there, bub. Go to MSN.com to get your daily fix of news and information. It's sports, entertainment, financial markets, style and fashion, and more. Have you gone to MSN today?
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Board-certified dermatologic surgeon and fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, Dr. David Amron. Guru of liposuction, according to Entertainment Tonight.
Those accolades.
All these accolades. Discovery Channel, The Today Show, Women to Women, KCBS, I mean, Good Morning America, CNN, Inside Edition, VH1. You've been on everything talking about liposuction. You are an expert in liposuction, thus your website, expertliposuction.com. Go to it. If you're thinking about getting liposuction, it has everything there. And you want to go to a man or a woman that specializes in liposuction. You want an artist working on your body, not somebody who is just sucking out the fat and taking your money. I know. I've gone to one of those, and I've gone to Dr. David Amron, and there's a huge difference. That's why he's been my doctor for 8 years, dermatologist, and my liposuction guy, and I take everybody to you. I begged you to do this show. You're here with me now, and I'm so happy to be here with you.
Speaking the truth.
Yes, and you can give Dr. David Amron a call. We are live. Any question on liposuction that you have, call in now. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Vince in Irwindale. And you know what? I don't even think I said my name. I'm Carrie Kasem, and I'm so proud to be on the air with Dr. David Amron. Vince in Irwindale.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Good.
Hey, I was just wondering, way back years ago, it seems like people used to think that if you worked out running and sweating, things like that, you know, to get your pores moving and wet and active, and then you went into a sauna, you know, after showering, get a sauna.
Right.
Would that help with the skin shrinkage after exercising if you're losing weight and where you would normally have excessive skin? Would that help with doctor? I was asking the doctor, would that help with the shrinking of the skin back to the previous size that the person was before they gained weight?
I don't think so. You know, it seems like a fun thing to do, but I really don't think so. You know, skin elasticity is a very interesting area. I feel that mostly genetically we're born with a certain type of elasticity. Some people are blessed with better elasticity than others.
Right.
It's hard to do a lot to really improve your elasticity. I mean, of course, it's important to eat well. And I do think when you gain weight, of course, the skin does tend to stretch out. So it's good to keep your weight good.
Right.
It is also very important, though, to keep your muscle tone good. Because remember, the muscle is connected to the fat, and it's connected to the skin. So when the muscle tone gets looser, everything tends to get looser. But, you know, are there ways to kind of tweak your skin elasticity? You know, there probably are. I think that there's some interesting nutritional
Absolutely.
Things and supplements that can help.
Lotions. Real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I had the, you're going to kill me, I'm sorry. There's this one product that really does help with elasticity. I know I use it. It's amazing. It's called Celex C, and I'm going to give them a plug because it really does work. And you're like, I don't know.
Well, I
about
sit across
that.
With these glaring eyes. Carrie gets nervous because I have a sort of look in my eye when I'm not really approving of everything
know,
she's saying.
Not, but
you know, lotions and potions can
so
help.
Good. It's just vitamin C.
Okay.
It really does.
All right, listen. Vince, it is good to keep your skin maintained and hydrated well. Lotions
right.
and things that moisturize it, you know, do help
right.
to some degree.
Right.
But, you know, there's only so much that can be done, honestly.
Well, it did work.
I knew a guy who lived in Vegas back in the 70s, and he was a former Mr. Universe, and he would get people who are really quite heavy in there a lot of times to get them working out. And that was one thing he would always have them do is after a workout, do a shower and a sauna, And he said it seemed, when they did that on a regular basis, that the skin seemed to shrink back normally.
Could be. You never know. All I know is that I have used the Celexi. It's vitamin C for the skin, and I loved it. So you can try it.
Okay, then. Right. Okay. Well, thanks for
anyway. Thank you, Vince. Bye.
If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, we are live, 888-520-9710.
I'm excited to take this next caller because the name is the same as my little daughter's name, Ariel.
Ariel.
Yeah, same spelling, too.
Ariel, you there?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, that's Dr. Hi, David Amron's little baby.
I have a 15-month-old with the same name.
Oh, I just love the name,
Do you know what the name means? Do you know what it means?
Yes, it means God's messenger, God's lion, God's protector.
Right, right. Lioness of God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
well,
what's your question?
I'm so excited. I just want to, first of all, just thank you for taking me, and I listen to your show, and I think your show is great, especially for people that plan to do something with their bodies, and it's good to ask questions before you go and consult because you already have an idea and you have some questions answered, and I just want to thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. I think that's, you know, you're speaking the truth. I think it's very important to educate yourself as much as possible. And yes, that's what the show is about, to educate yourself. And I think that people shouldn't be, you know, just spontaneous and just go and jump and do something. They should really learn as much as they can and have that guide them. So thank you very much for your input.
And what's your question?
My question is, I had a baby almost 9 years ago, and I have excess, you know, fatty tissue around in my stomach. I'm still not ready to have a baby now, but I do plan to have it in the future. And some of my friends say, oh, you need a tummy tuck. Some say you need lipo. I don't know which one I should do. I just want to get the skin. It's like right on my stomach, you know, where, and I worked out a little bit, but it just doesn't want to go all the way down. So I don't know if I should do a tummy tuck or just do the lipo. The thing is, I'm going to have a baby like next year or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what would be the best option for me to go about.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, it might be one of those two things, might be both of them. It's best to be ideally evaluated by somebody good like myself first, and then have that guide you. Because you're right, it's very confusing. Do you need a tummy tuck? Do you need lipo done? There's a lot of misunderstanding. In general, it's better to do your lipo before children or before you've completed having children, and then do a tummy tuck if need be after you finish having children. So if you're not done having children yet, then you shouldn't yet consider a tummy tuck procedure. But you might be a candidate for lipo, and the earlier you catch it, the better elasticity your skin has, and the more aggressive I can choose to be with lipo. But it just depends on how loose your skin and muscle is. If it is too loose and too wrinkly at this point, then lipo is probably not the way to go about it. But again, within 30 seconds, I would look and give you my opinion about it.
That'd be great. Thing is, I also wanted to know, would it be a waste of my money to go ahead and do that, and then next year, is it going to make a difference? I mean, is it going to be like a waste?
With the baby? With having
I'm
another baby?
Yeah, because I'm going to get all that skin back.
Well,
does it come back, or does it help towards it? I mean,
Okay, good question. If you've got a fat layer there, then once again, you're out of proportion. There's too much fullness from the fat layer. Lipo is going to bring that down, and you want to do that, you know, before your elasticity gets worse after more children. Also, the way in which I go about doing liposuction is I finish things off at the surface underneath the skin with a very flat spatula cannula. And what that does is it creates a sheet of connective tissue, which helps to keep the skin tighter. So actually, lipo, if it's done properly, will actually make your skin tighter, not looser. And it will be preventative to some degree in terms of your skin getting looser after your next baby. Does that make sense? Because I know it's a little confusing.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like really thinking about it because I just don't want to get more bigger after the baby.
Well, you know what? The best thing to do is come in and get a consultation, a complimentary consultation with Dr. David Amron, and he'll tell you.
Yeah, well,
he'll
go back to what you said. I mean, you know, continue to educate yourself. Go on my website, www.expertliposuction.com. There's a lot of information. I have a whole area discussing the abdomen and pregnancy on there. And the role of liposuction before or after pregnancy, and then come see me.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Thank you, Ariel.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, what I wanted to bring up, Carrie, there's something that was put on my desk this last week. I don't know if you know. I don't think you know this. I answer questions. There's a chat room for cosmetic surgery called MakeMeHeal.com. And it's, I think, the largest chat room for cosmetic surgery. And it's actually very good. It's a good forum because it helps to clarify things and get the information out there. So I am the consultant for liposuction. I'm the specialist who answers all the questions on liposuction for Make Me Heal. And each week I get 8 or 10 or 15 questions put on my desk to answer. It's like a little homework, but I really enjoy it.
You know what?
And
I'm going to give your number out, though, because just to Ariel and to anybody else who has that, if you had a child and you have loose skin around the abdomen, if you're thinking about getting a tummy tuck, you might, or liposuction, go get a complimentary consult. He's going to tell you if liposuction will just do it, that'll save you a lot of pain with that tummy tuck. Also, Thermage, too, which I really believe in and love. And for a complimentary consult this week or next week with Dr. David Amron, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. You've got nothing to lose except your fat.
Okay. Anyway, so thank you, Carrie. Anyway, back to this.
Go ahead.
So this program today was supposed to be about results, and our hour is almost up.
It is.
So, you know, I want you to tune in next week to this program, and I'm going to go through all of the ways I go about getting the best result with liposuction and why there are so many bad results with lipo. But I want to finish off with this story by one of the Make Me Heal questions. It starts, I had Smart Lipo on my abdomen and love handles 10 months ago. There wasn't a lot of fat to remove. I was a size 2 before and lost only about an inch after the procedure. However, the skin on my stomach is very, very lumpy, bumpy, pitted, and indented. I am horrified. My friend said it looks like the skin of a burn victim. My surgeon, Dr. Blah, 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 didn't seem very concerned with it at 6 months after the surgery. He said he could smooth it out with mesotherapy. I had the mesotherapy, and it didn't do anything except leave a series of broken capillaries. Now he's recommending I do a touch-up liposuction, and I do Thermage. This is the stuff I want to talk about next week, why there are so many bad results with liposuction. It's not about the technology, as I've always said. Here we've got a person who had Smart Liposuction done, and Smart Liposuction is a very interesting thing. You know, it's called Smart Liposuction to make it seem like it's a better way of doing the procedure, but it really isn't as far as I'm concerned, and it's not about the technology. In this case, she had Smart Lipo done and had very bad results from it. He then suggested mesotherapy, which is really not accepted, FDA approved. That's a little bit suspect right there.
Sure.
And then is pulling out Thermage from his bag of tricks to try to improve this. So it's so important to try to get lipo done the first time right. And next week what I'm going to do is talk to you about how I approach each area with liposuction. I allude to that on my website, expertliposuction.com. I go through each area because there are so many fine points to getting a good result with liposuction. Why don't we take one last telephone caller?
Okay. Robert, you're on with Dr. David Amron and Carrie Kasem. What's your question?
Hi. I just wanted to know if the gynecomastia, if you do that procedure, and if you do, is it something that is not visible?
And let's tell people what that is, too. That's too
okay,
much.
Okay, gynecomastia, what Robert's referring to is fullness of the male chest. And liposuction is commonly the best way to go about treating gynecomastia. Sometimes if there's a lot of fullness of the gland below the nipple, that has to be cut out and have a small incision made underneath the nipple. But typically liposuction will greatly improve or get rid of gynecomastia. When I do the chest, the male chest, which is a very good area to do, I make two small little nicks in the skin. These are about 2 millimeters long, a little tiny slits in the skin to go through. So typically there is virtually nothing in terms of a visible scar after the surgery. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but if you have to remove some of that granular tissue, that you still make the same size of the incision, or do you make an incision another place?
No. Well, first of all, unless it's a lot of glandular tissue right under the nipple, typically liposuction is going to pretty much take care of it, and most people do not have to have that excision done. If the incision needs to be made, it's about an inch-long incision under the nipple that is used to go in and remove the glandular tissue. But what I find in most cases, that doesn't need to be done, and it's just liposuction alone.
Okay.
So, again, what I would do is come in and see me. I'll give you my opinion which way you should go with it, and then we'll talk more about it.
Okay. What was your number again?
It's 310 215-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Anybody else listening, too, that has the same issue as Robert, give a call right now. The office is open. Get a consultation with Dr. Amron.
Can I ask another quick question?
Absolutely.
Doctor, have you done a lot of these procedures before? Clinical mass yet?
Yes, of course. I've done this for 14 years. But let me tell you that I don't do the excision of that, okay? I do the liposuction. There's a plastic surgeon I work with who does primarily breast surgery, who is really meticulous at that procedure. So if I feel that you need liposuction alone, I will do it. If I feel that you need to have the excision done and there is enough glandular tissue, then I'll refer you to him. So again, you know, I specialize in lipo. I don't do the excision of that. I think that is better done by somebody who specializes in that.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
Robert.
Thank you very much for the call.
Goodbye.
Bye. And anybody else?
Here's that music again.
Anybody else who has any questions, call for a complimentary consultation with Dr. David Amron this week or next week. 310-275-2467. He is the guru of liposuction, according to Entertainment Tonight. Dr. David Amron, 310-275-2467.
Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.
You're not here next week. I'm flying alone, or we're going to have somebody along with me?
Yeah, somebody maybe else.
Okay, great. Now, next week, tune in, because it's about the results with liposuction, why I get such a great result.
Again, give Dr. David Amron a call right now. The office is open, 310-275-2467. This is Body Talk with Dr. David Amron. I'm Carrie Kasem, and you will be back next week. I won't. This is 97.1, the FM talk station.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Southern California's FM talk station.
97.1,
Free FM.